This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Mother Nature is pestering millions of Americans again. Today, California will get what forecasters call an atmospheric river. The National Weather Service's Andrew Orison.
They just recently had an atmospheric river last weekend, which produced very heavy rainfall, including for some of the major cities in California. But this next event that's coming in here, it's going to bring another surge of very heavy rain in across the coastal ranges and some of the urban centers across the state, especially around the San Francisco Bay Area.
The southeast may see some severe storms. Abortion pills will be more widely available now that the FDA has made a rule change final.
It broadens the availability of abortion pills to many more pharmacies, including large chains and mail-order companies. It updates the drug's labeling to allow prescriptions via any pharmacy that undergoes a certification process. Women can get a prescription through a telehealth consultation and then receive pills through the mail where permitted by law. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists called the update an important step forward. More than half of U.S. abortions are now done with pills rather than surgery. The rule change's impact has been blunted by numerous state laws that limit abortion broadly and the pills specifically. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former President Trump is urging Republicans to vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. Donald Trump warning on his social media site this morning of a giant and embarrassing defeat if what's been going on in the House continues. House Republican Kevin McCarthy is trying to win the Speaker's job, but lost yesterday in several rounds of voting that tossed the new GOP majority into chaos. Poland, a neighbor of Ukraine, is buying more U.S. battle tanks, a second round of Abrams tanks. Tech company Salesforce is laying off about 10% of its employees, more than 7,000 workers. This is AP News. The latest now in the Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin. The AP's Julie Walker.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin needed to have his heart restarted twice, once on the field and again after he arrived at the hospital, according to his uncle, after the on-field hit he took. Damar Hamlin's uncle, Dorian Glenn, told CNN he was grateful for the medical care his nephew was receiving. Glenn, who was speaking outside the hospital in Cincinnati where the Bills had played the Bengals, said there were some encouraging signs, such as doctors lowering the level of oxygen Hamlin needs from 100% to 50%. Hamlin is still sedated, according to Glenn, so he can have a better chance of recovery later. The chilling scene of Hamlin's collapse, which played out on Monday Night Football, has put the NFL on hold with the game suspended. I'm Julie Walker.
The price of gas has gone up 13 cents in a week. It's $3.26 a gallon this morning. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.